I tell you what, when I get rid of these masks, I pull hearing aids and everything else out. Amen. Good to see each and every one of you. We're a real good social distance, aren't we? We're having a great night tonight. If you got your Bibles, and most likely most of you don't, but if you do have your Bibles, I want to share something tonight from the Word of God. I'll be very brief, but this is on my heart. I use this passage sometimes in children dedications, but I want to give it to you tonight. The Bible said in Psalm 127, what I want to deal with tonight is two verses of Scripture. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Now notice this. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. I want to preach about 5 minutes on this subject. We need you, and we need to point our children toward Christ. I want to preach on pointing our children toward Christ. There's three things that I want to share. Number one, the number one responsible person in this room to point children to Christ is your parents. Do not think the leaders of this church has the number one obligation to train your children. It's your job. It starts out with you having a priority to want to bring them out to the house of God and train them. And by the way, the best way for you to do it is to know you're saved yourself. If you get saved, you'll want to be in church. And if you get saved, you'll want to bring your kids to church. But don't expect the world to train your children. Don't expect the world to get your kids to turn out right. If they're going to turn out right, you're the one with the bow, and they are the arrows, and you got to point them to the target, and the target is Christ. Hey, listen, I understand something. You parents, you're inundated with all kinds of stuff. You got kids in school. You got kids that come to church. You're juggling all kind of different things. But let me say something to you tonight. The number one priority is to point them to Christ. If you can get them saved and then get them sold out, and it's your job to train them in the way they ought to go. Point them to Christ. Then number two, I like to see, if I want to put it this way, I'm the doctor of Taze Valley Baptist Church. I'm the lead doctor under the great physician. And the number two people that are responsible to point these kids to Christ is what I call the practitioners. That's the leaders. Leaders, you need number one, with all you have, is to support the parents, encourage the parents, communicate with the parents, and train those children without favoritism. If we have a poor child from a poor family, they ought to be treated just as well as somebody as a rich child. Somebody help me preach. See, our job all we're doing as leaders is we're supporting the parents. And they're trusting us. They're trusting us to pour the Word of God into them, their children. They're trusting us to be patient with their children. They're trusting us to help them and support them. We're the practitioners. We are responsible. And by the way, these parents ought not to have one worry about any of us that lead. Now, let me say something to the parents, and I want to say this on live stream. Every leader has to go through a child protection training. Every leader in this church has had a background test check. Now, we don't get into finances, we don't get into all that, but we are going to make sure the people that are leading your children are not sexual perverts. Somebody help me preach. If you'd have seen the news this evening, on the news this evening, a pastor, I forget where he was, he's a pervert. He was doing pornography with children. Hey, one thing you can thank God for, Tate Valley Baptist Church does not put up with perverts. And we're not going to let somebody like that train our children. Somebody ought to say amen. In this wicked world, somebody got to stand up and say, we're going to be responsible. And we are going to be responsible. But then lastly, I want to talk to the heiress. I want to talk to you, Brooke. I want to talk to every young. How many kids are in the water? Raise your hand right now. All of you, raise them high. We'll see how high you can get them. You're the participants. Now, here's what you do. You obey your parents. Number two, you obey the leaders. You cooperate. Yes, sir. You open your heart so that Jesus can come in your heart and save you. That's our goal, is to get you saved and train you and love on you, that one of these days you'll be a wanna leader. One of these days you'll be a leader in the church. One of these days you may be a preacher. One of these days you may be a deacon. And what we're doing, we want you to participate. I want you to try your hardest this coming year to get every award that you can get so you can give all the glory to Christ. Amen. Bow your head with me. Let me ask this question. How many of you know you're saved? Raise your hand. God bless you. Let me ask this question. If you're not saved, maybe you're a parent. I don't know. But you got to realize you're lost. Children, if you're here not saved, you got to realize you're lost. All sin that comes short of the glory of God. You ought to realize if you die, you'll go to hell. And the only remedy is Jesus. I wonder how many right now say, preacher, I've never been saved. Maybe you're a parent, maybe you're a child, but you'd like to be saved. Raise your hand. Just say, pray for me. I think most everybody say, our Father, Lord, it's our job as parents, practitioners, and the participants to go toward Christ. He's the prize. He's the goal. And I pray, God, that our folks will take it seriously. We're going to start our new program next week. And Lord, thank you for these parents that are so interested in their children. They're about their kids tonight to get them ready for Awana. And we're not letting a little virus keep us from serving God and putting you first. And I pray for every parent that's listening by way of live stream that hasn't had boldness enough to come to church and bring their children. God, put in their heart that this is a safe place, not only from the virus, but from the virus of sin and the devil. God, help us tonight in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen. Thank you.